Anti-government protests continue in Ukraine after its beleaguered president, Viktor Yanukovych, returned for work yesterday after several days of sick leave. It comes as the West is preparing a financial aid package to ease the path to a new government. Stefan Boss reports.
Despite Russian opposition, the United States and Europe are reportedly trying to assemble a financial package that could help Ukraine's opposition take over power. European officials say the mainly diplomatic efforts involve regular contact with government and opposition leaders in this former Soviet nation, where months of unrest has killed as many as 7 people. The move comes amid a geopolitical battle with Russia over Ukraine, after Moscow pledged a $15 billion bailout to the country. Yet analysts say Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych was forced to make concessions to his opponents, including sacrificing his pro-Moscow prime minister, who resigned. That prompted the Kremlin to suspend the promised loans after having disbursed just $3 billion. At a security conference, United States Secretary of State John Kerry said Ukrainians seek freedom and don't want to be held hostage by one country.
The vast majority of Ukrainians want to live freely in a safe and a prosperous country, and they are fighting for the right to associate with partners who will help them realize their aspirations. And they have decided that that means their futures do not have to lie with one country alone, and certainly not coerced.
However, Russia has accused the West of double standards, claiming it supports violent protesters, known for anti-Semitic and Nazi slogans, who also occupy buildings. Yet the opposition claims most demonstrators are peaceful. On Kiev's independent square, very little has changed, with anti-government protesters still occupying the area after President Yanukovych returned from sick leave. Activist Mikhailo Uchilnak says, "I think it makes no difference whether Yanukovych is back or not. The process is moving forward, and now it just doesn't matter. We are not expecting much from him, only negative things, nothing useful." He and others have demanded the president's resignation and closer ties with the European Union. The protests come despite concerns over alleged death squads used by authorities. On Monday, opposition activist Dmytro Bulatov arrived in Lithuania for medical treatment after reportedly being tortured by unknown assailants. And Alexander Daniliuk, a Ukrainian activist and leader of the anti-government group Spilna Sprava, reportedly arrived in London, saying he feared imminent arrest back home because of his pro-democracy activities. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.